Okay, we are back. This is David John Oates. You're listening to Hour 2 of the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. And this hour, I bring to you my regular guests. And today, I'm bringing to you a chap by the name of Richard Murford, a client of mine. Richard, are you with us?
Hey, David. I'm there. How are you, David?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining me on the show. I really appreciate it.
It's great to be on the show.
Good on you. Yeah, well, one of the reasons why I wanted you on was that after we finished our second round and did our second post-trance session, you had the most amazing reversal that I've come across for a long, long, long time. Some amazing, very powerful spiritual reversals. So we're going to be playing some of those and finding out what they tell us. But why don't we start off by having you tell me a little bit about you. Who are you? What do you do? Why did you come and do session work?
Okay, so, it was about probably back in early 2015 I started working with you, David, and that came about an expo that I went to in London, and it was through another company called Elite Mind Technology, who were a particular stand there that was basically talking about what reverse speech and this new technology, and I was absolutely astounded by what I was hearing, and kind of was just so curious and intrigued to find out more. And so that's where the journey started. But the context to it, I guess, is that I work in London, and I work with technology companies, e-commerce companies, and as a brand consultant. So I had, up until 2015, had just moved out of the corporate world working for big companies and started my own consulting business. And at that time, there was kind of like two twin tracks going on in my life, which has obviously been the subject of what we've been exploring in our reversal sessions. And one was around the whole area of my business and starting out in that business, growing the business, and various blocks around that were going on in the business. And the other area was around personal development, which at the time was, obviously which led me to the expo in the first place, but had been part of a journey that had started probably about 2 years before, where really sort of a few events has happened sort of around 2013, where few events sort of came to, a point in the life where things couldn't go on as they were. So I'd lost my sister and my father in a very short period of time, and on top of that, a lot of things, a redundancy in my last corporate job. And that plus all sorts of things from childhood all kind of come up to kind of catch up with me all at the same time, and kind of led me into sort of a fairly sort of dark place at that time. And rather than really embarking on what might be more the traditional approach, counseling and all of that kind of path, that I really sort of got to that point where I realized it was like personal development, and I really had to kind of grow myself and take this under my own wing. And that really was a kind of a mission for me to kind of really sort out what was blocking me in life and what was preventing me from moving on that had been inherent in all of my life up until that point, and actually start to live life again. And so really that was, before meeting you, there were all sorts of things I was doing in the personal development world, from coaching to NLP to Tony Robbins and Three Principles, all sorts of things that were all part of the journey. And I think really when I kind of came to you, it was really when things started to particularly change.
Right. And what were some of the changes you noticed as a result of the session work?
So when we started work, it's interesting because when I was before I came on the show, I was just sort of going back to some old reversals that we did, you know, back in early 2015 and some subsequent session work that we did. And I look at some of the reversals, you know, I mean, like, you know, I probably had about 15 reversals in a session of like 10, 11, 12, 13 of them, you know, negative reversals, a lot of blocks really around business and in that area. But whenever I was particularly talking about the journey on the personal development side, which was then becoming more of a spiritual, it was kind of, you know, moving on from what more the conventional aspect of personal development and moving more into a sort of spiritual journey, was those reversals are always constantly positive. You know, things like, you know, coming up with my beloved surf, you know, was always coming up. Adam was coming up, and God was coming up, and Jesus was coming up a lot. And so it's always encouraging me to continue with whatever I was doing, and it was always leading me on the right path. But so that was always, you know, the session work that we did was always sort of learning more about that, but also giving me guidance on the next step on that personal development road. And on the business side, you know, there was, you know, I was in the early days of my new business, and you know, like any challenge for anyone moving out with probably a big company and then starting their own business, you know, you normally have the adjustment to make with that. But I was obviously realizing there was those blocks that were becoming apparent were showing up in the business as well. So whether it was issues of confidence to present and sell myself to clients, to money blocks and other things as well were coming through in those reversals. And as time went on, I think as those we were kind of unblocking many of those. The session work became more into using it more as a sense to sense check a lot of the decisions that I was making in the business. So whether to take the business, for example, the consulting business, to expand it into more different, multi-income and different revenues streams of business. I was also toying with the idea, if you remember, with setting up an Amazon business as well, where I wasn't getting great reversals on that. In fact, I look back now and there's actually some really bad ones coming up saying some of the ideas that I had about the products I was going to sell was evil. So, that was super helpful in terms of, you know, steering me away from going down a blind alley on that one. The reversals have been really helpful in terms of, one, unblocking some of the more fundamental things that were stymieing my growth, stymieing my confidence, but also then giving me guidance in the business about certain decisions and people I wanted to work with, clients that I wanted to work with, and giving me some guidance to say yes and no, go left, go right.
It's quite amazing the way it does that, isn't it? So.
Yeah, absolutely. And
go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's absolutely extraordinary because once you get the unblocking to a sufficient level that you get to a point, you can see that the business is starting to take off, the confidence is there, the money's coming in easier, things are becoming more effortless, then you can start to move to that point where you can start asking questions more specifically. So, do I work with this person because this person's coming to potential partnership, or what about this client who's coming? Is this worthwhile, you know, pursuing this particular client? And asking some of those questions was so helpful because many of them were, I wasn't sure, and sometimes I might have been dubious, but the reversal was saying, yes, go ahead. And other reversals where I was maybe sort of thinking, oh, this is a really good one, you know, but the reversal was probably lukewarm or saying, no, don't go there. And it was probably saving me a lot of time and effort and money on lots of not going down lots of dead ends.
It's quite amazing the way it does that, yeah. Now, I want to get into some of your reversals, but before I do, you were involved in a program that had quite a dramatic changing for you. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I talked already about the journey about personal development, and that being one of the twin tracks that we were looking at throughout the last couple of years or so with the reversal sessions. And as I moved through that journey, as I mentioned earlier, it took on more of a higher level of consciousness, a spiritual, you know, dimension to it, where I was starting to understand that conventional personal development just simply wasn't working. You know, it had a role for me, but then it reached its limits where really I needed to look at much more holistic answers to fundamental problems rather than trying to solve a problem at a kind of smaller level. And and as I was moving through this, you know, sort of reading lots of books sort of in spirituality, you know, whether it's also from neuroscience into spirituality, into quantum physics, I was fascinated by understanding all of this. But in all of this, you know, reading books, doing courses and seminars and the rest of it, I was learning a lot. But one thing that was remaining massively elusive to the whole thing was that it felt like I was constantly in seeking mode, in that I was in this pursuit to kind of, you know, to get to high level of consciousness, to get to that great level of human potential. But something felt still separate from me in all of this, and that, you know, it still felt like an intellectual pursuit, that I was reading about stuff, and I seemed to just be always like in that place of, I know about something, but I haven't, it's not in my experience. So take, for example, reading about, you know, the great book, you know, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, was, you know, I'd get, great, I want to live in the now. And hearing about him being in the now and what all that's like, it was great, but there wasn't anything there to actually help you to get there and stay there. And that was frustrating for me. And then towards the end of last year, I was then invited as a sort of private invitation to a seminar in the Bahamas. And great place. It's literally on Paradise Island. So that's a great, great place to do it, in all sorts of figuratively and geographically. But it was a seminar, and you know, which therefore it ended all that intellectual pursuit, that spiritual seeking and trying to find solutions and answers, and actually bring the whole thing into my total experience. And what it was really about was this: the seminar was it's 12 days long, you know, and there's a reason it's 12 days, because obviously most seminars tend to be 3 or 4 or 5 days, but because you're learning things at one level, but you're unlearning things at another level, because you're peeling back the onion to get back to the real self, you know, the universal you, I mean, the spirit, you know, we all use different words, but fundamentally they're all the same thing. But this seminar, and when I say this, I know it becomes cliche, because, you know, in the personal development world, everyone talks about transformation, life changing, and so we get a little bit weary of all these hyped things, you know, and claims that are made, and you know, but this seminar simply was transforming and life changing. And that's, you know, it's played out in the reversals, which, you know, I know we'll play some of them shortly. But and it's a great complement and synergy with the work that you're doing with the reverse speech, because at an essential level, it's working with the same part of, you know, the unconscious mind, and then life and spirit on another level as well, which obviously the two are deeply connected. And the seminar is it's called Ajuco, and as I say, in the Bahamas, which is, I think, Latin or Greek to draw or lead out from within. But the definition of Ajuco in the seminar, which I know you will absolutely agree with and totally with, because we've talked about this before, is the contents of your unconscious mind will dictate the outcome of your life and of others and the world around you.
Absolutely.
So this seminar is really sort of about understanding the conscious mind and the deeper parts of the unconscious mind, and really sort of looking at a personal level, business level, or even a self-realization level, because it's all holistic at the end of the day. But it's working at the level of thought and the structure of thought. And you know, every human on the planet has good and bad thoughts, as we all know, because of all the programming that we've got from society, from parents, family, friends, people around us, media, the rest of it. And this seminar is really sort of fundamentally talking about, you know, is about how to take control of your thoughts such that you can take control of the life-forming process, I guess. And so how can you, you know, become almost the thinker of your thoughts, if that makes sense, in that you can start to observe your thinking rather than actually be totally consumed in your thinking and therefore in constant reaction and behavior mode. And so the way the seminar kind of works, which, you know, in some ways similar to and very complementary synergistically to the work that you do, is it imprints, you look at the end result that you want rather than constantly trying to fix the problem, but you look at the end result that you want, and it works at imprinting that on your unconscious mind, and life gets behind it to bring it about. And that's fundamentally, so there's a lot of work and thinking and experience around that part as well in the seminar. And the second part is really about the connection to the self, the spirit, God, the universe. You know, we all use different words. We select the word that, obviously, energy, you know, another one, whichever word that works for you. But you know, to bring about that self-realization, because as I was mentioning earlier, up until that point, it was felt just intellectual and separate from me. But in this seminar, it was then actualized, the spirit within. It was no longer something, a concept to me, like, what is spirit? And yes, kind of, I know I have energy in the body, but what is the energy body really, you know? And I actually became connected to that, totally connected into my energy body and then just fundamentally transformed, one at the level of my own thinking, but then my level of spiritual realization, which then comes actualized into your life itself. And so yes, that was the seminar, and we can talk about some of the results that I've had since the seminar. It's been quite extraordinary. Backed up by the reversals as well.
Well, let's have a look at some of your reversals. And now, we should say the recording quality was not very good. We had a bad Skype line, but the reversals themselves were actually clearer than the forward. So here you are talking about the seminar. You said this was 12 days.
I'm writing the system as well. So this was 12 days, and I think by day...
Hey, you say back was Wolfman.
Yeah, Wolfman.
There.
Yeah, Wolfman.
Or the Wolfman, I think.
Yeah, Wolfman.
Certainly Wolfman. Yeah, so it made you strong, motivated, confident, okay?
My white wolf, or my wolf, comes up a lot, you know. He's my partner.
And he is talking about wanting to speak or wanting some people to talk about life. Here we go.
It was kind of like something I've always been wanting to seek or wanting. You know, it's just some people talk about life.
And you say, it's my Lord Jesus. Nice, wonderful reversal. I don't hear Jesus very often in reverse speech. I don't think I've ever heard the phrase Lord Jesus. So that gives it extra power. Here it is again for those who missed it.
Yeah, and that's precisely when the context I was talking about there was about up until that point, which I mentioned earlier, it was always an understanding about something over there. And then finally, this is something that was actualized within me to experience it. And then the reversal comes back, it's my Lord Jesus. It's, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Here it is again. Certainly there.
To seek or wanting.
Yeah, one wonderful reversal. And here you talk about we have that experience, then we kind of know it's there and what to do. Here we go.
Once you have that experience, then you kind of know it's there and you know what to do.
You say, surf the wind.
Surf the wind.
Oh, yeah. Surf is to flow, move it, flow forward in life. Wind is the energy, the essence. So surf the wind. Flow with the spirit. Tap into your soul. Go where the wind takes you. Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Verse.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about using something as a guidance system in life. Let's display this one. Here we go.
Actually saying, contacting life itself and saying, what do it want for you? And then using that as a guidance system in life.
And you say, the God is our machine, then. Interesting reversal, because it's in depersonalizing God. The God is our machine, which implies that if God is a metaphor, the God, if we can get control over our unconscious, then God will be our machine. He will create and manufacture that which we will wish to have. And that's actually quite a profoundly wise statement.
Yeah, this is an extraordinary reversal. Yep.
Yep. Okay, just hang on, Richard. We have to go to our break. We'll be back right after this, folks.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back. Now, we were playing reversals, weren't we, Richard? So
we were. We're on God's Machine then.
All right, okay. So next one along, you say, I'm still a beginner in all of it. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a point on the last one because that's such an extraordinary reversal up on what was a really fundamental experience I had was I was talking about a guidance system or like a sat nav in life. It's like a kind of metaphor for life, you know. And normally how we live our lives is if we're like thinking about a sat nav. But normally if you're driving a car, you've got a map and you're stressed out, you're lost, and people are telling you in the car where to go, and that's how you kind of, you know, it's a metaphor of life in terms of trying to get from A to B because you're trying to think about it. But when you connect to the spirit, which was at the point in the seminar, it's like you then revert to this guidance system or this inner sat nav, and it's actually doing it for you. So you don't need the map, you don't get the stress and getting lost, and you just need to trust what it's telling you and what's coming through, and it does it for you. And you just have to kind of let go to let it happen. And for it to come back and we talk about a guidance system and then it says God is our machine, then, well, there you go. What a reversal to say how congruent that's true.
That's quite here. I'll play that reverse again for those of you who missed it. The God is our machine, then. Here's the forwards.
And what did it want for you? And then using that as a guidance system in life.
The God is our machine, then. Yes, indeed. The God is our machine, then. And if we surf the wind, tap into the Lord Jesus, I don't know. And then the next one, you say, I'm still a beginner in all of that.
I guess it was, I'm still a beginner in all of that, in the sense of...
But do you say marvellous lesson?
Marvellous lesson. Marvellous lesson.
Yeah, well, you're learning a marvellous lesson, aren't you?
Yeah, I was talking about, I just had this beautiful new experience brought into my life, you know, but it's something you need to nurture, something you need to grow. So, you know, I'm still a beginner and all of that, but, you know, to keep on going to the other better. So, yeah, so to come back and say it's a marvellous lesson, just keep going, Rich, you know.
Yep. And then he talking about, ever since this seminar, I still sometimes have dark moments.
Was coming up in my mind, you know, which I do. Even sort of since the seminar, I still have sometimes these what I call.
When you say serves this marvelous, this is a seminar. So you might have had some dark moments, but the seminar itself has made an amazing difference. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they were just incredible reversals. And here you say, I just don't need to be concerned with trying to work everything out.
I just don't need to be concerned about trying to work everything out all the time. So things like in my business and everything else, which probably is.
And you say, give this masterful wine. Yeah, wine is food for the soul. Give masterful, as extra strength to it. Listen again. Give this masterful wine. Nice and clear. Wonderful reversal.
Yeah. Switch out of thought and get into life. And then, let the spiritual energy come through and it does it for you. You don't have to keep working it out consciously.
You're absolutely right, yeah. And here you're talking about writing a book. You got caught up in all of that.
Brand model and what's the name of the business and trying to sort of, you know, write the book. And I get a little bit caught up in all of that.
They blew in heaven, is what you say backwards.
They blew in heaven.
Wow.
I get a little bit caught up in heaven.
Oh, yeah, heaven, the deepest part of the mind. You're getting your ideas, your inspirations from the wind, the marvelous wind that's coming with masterful wine from the God who is your machine.
I should get and write that book, shouldn't I? We've talked about this book over the last 2 years. No, so hey, let's just get on and do it.
Yeah, you absolutely do. And here we have another reversal. I'm skipping some of them. I'm not playing all of them. I'm just picking out one of the good ones. Here's one where you say you love the word. Here's the forwards talking about helping people, I think.
And the question is, you know, is that just in itself the right thing to do, to, whether it's even just to help people to come go on these seminars, for example, because, you know.
Oh, to help people come along to the seminars. And here you say, you love the word. Right there. And again. Word, the word of creation is what the word means in reverse speech. Logos, to speak something into being, the logos. So, one, just incredible reversal. So, here's one where I couldn't get the forwards, but the reverse itself was quite clear. So, here's the forwards.
I'm going to look at this a lot more
right. And
go deeper into it. But there is a part of me that still does think.
There's a part of me that still something.
Right. But there is a part of me that still does think, you know, I can still do.
I can still do. Give your voice to him, solve with your help, would you say? Give your voice to him, solve with your help. Ah, that's very clear. That's your spirit talking to you. Let your voice be heard by the God who will be your machine. And the soul with your help. Here it is again. Give your voice to him, soul with your help.
Yeah,
certainly there. Wow. Amazing. How have these reversals impacted on you? Have they caused you to reflect on things differently?
Totally. I mean, it's extraordinary what's happened since the seminar, because when we did these reversals, it was fairly soon after the seminar. It was almost a week or so I got back afterwards. And obviously it's been, you know, a few months and a few weeks, or months even. And the results I've had in my business, which has obviously been the other side of what we've been talking about over the last 2 years in the reversals, In the last 3 or 4 months, I've earned more than twice that I did in the whole of last year.
Wow.
which is remarkable. It's extraordinary. I mean, I'm having clients come in from I don't know where. They're just coming to me. I'm in a situation where I can't actually deal. I can't service all the opportunities that are coming this way. It just, things are coming effortlessly, and then being in work as well is effortless, joyful, you know, to be in, you know, business and working with people and loving being around people, serving people. So it's that's just a totally transformational from where it was, you know, a year ago, which was, you know, more from a lack mentality now to a complete sort of self-sufficiency. And even on health and the gym, you know, I remember looking at some charts where there was 3 months before I'd started going to a new gym, which they were doing weights and measures, and they were tracking it, like, I think every few weeks or so. So 3 months before the gym, they were looking at my fat content, my fat percentage and my muscle weight percentage, and so I was trying to lose weight and gain muscle. And up the 3 months before, I was just having very, very limited success, losing like a pound or two here and not really gaining much in muscle weight. And then straight after the seminar, so this was tracking, you know, like about 1 or 2 pounds loss each sort of 3, 4, 5 weeks. So not significant progress, but okay. And then after the seminar, I lost within, I think, about 6 weeks, 14 pounds, and gained 7 pounds in muscle. And, and that's just all through the, if I track it back, it was, I can see exactly how imprinting the end result of what I wanted to look like and how healthy I was, it was so clear to me, imprinted deep into my unconscious mind, that all the things that ordinarily would, you know, throw me off track by a little snack or, you know, a temptation here, that, you know, then I'll get back on track the next day, just seemed to stop. So, yeah, I can give many other examples as well, like just my physical energy as well when I'm walking down the street, when I'm sort of getting back connected into the energy again, my energy body. It's like some sort of, you know, the airport travelators. When you're at an airport, you can go on those little travelators and get you there quicker. Yeah. It's like sometimes standing on that, you're kind of walking, you're using the same amount of energy, but somehow you're going faster. It's amazing, you know, you kind of less effort to kind of go further. And you just need to relax thought and thinking and just connect into yourself, and it just takes it over. It's amazing.
Right. Okay. So you are certainly seeing long-term benefits. Here's another good reverse. We say it's more aligned to the energy.
Why do? And I think I've talked about that before. Like, it's more aligned to the energy.
And you say, warm soul, come look.
Warm soul, come look.
Oh, yeah.
It's more warm soul, come look.
Yeah, that's like your spirit speaking to you again, saying your soul is warm and alive and active. Come and see the wonder of your soul. Come and see how wonderful it is down inside. Just another great reverse.
Yeah, totally right. So, yeah, it's extraordinary. Yeah, extraordinary. It's extraordinary at one level when you hear these, but on another level, I live it, you know, so it's kind of like they feel very congruent to me.
Yeah, yeah. And are you talking about a soul visit? This is, let's run this one forward.
Connection to it. The question you actually that you raise is it right only in the moment? For example, you know,
you say soul visit, is it well? Oh no, it is well, not is it well. The soul visit, it is well. Oh yeah. Of course, we took you to your soul in one of the Metawalks, so soul visit, it is well. Verifies the journey we went on, and your soul is in good shape. So another wonderful verse.
Yeah, and I think if I remember rightly, if I can jump in there before another reversal, before the seminar and also the previous sort of verse, I think in the last of one reversal session that we did, Rosalind came up. Do you remember? And Rosalind's really nasty. It's like, you know, robbing you of your personal power and energy. And so I know you did a really great metal walk around, quite literally, you know, like stabbing Rosalind and chopping off her head and like burning her. That's the end of her, you know. And I'm really going deep into the spiritual world in a very, very deep metal walk. And so all of this coming together is just all serving to kind of like, you know, it's like cleansing the soul almost.
Yeah. Right, yep. And here you say, I think I need to see what the reversals say. Here we go.
I'm just at this point, I think I need to see what the reversals are indicating from what I'm
saying. You know, hang on, we'll go a little bit further.
Are indicating from what I'm saying, because I'm a precursor.
Okay, two reversals. First one says Adam with his soft mirror. Oh, not very clear. Oh, that's not clear at all. I can barely hear that. I'll do it again. No, not very clear, unfortunately. All right, let's try the next one. The reversals serve. Oh, hang on. That's Adam with his software. What? Hang on. This is all very confusing. The reversal serve. Hang on. I'm a bit lost here. I've lost some reversals. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Have you got me? Is that someone else?
Sorry?
Is that someone else?
No, that's you. That's definitely you.
Okay.
I just can't find the reversal. Anyway, so what's the future hold for you, Richard?
Well, it's interesting because it's like, as I've been talking before, on one level, it's about letting go. And that's not letting go to the point I have no plans or anything like that at all, because, you know, you still have intentions and plans and things you want to do. But now I'm living much more from, as I say, from that source and letting it do it for me. And I have to say, since I've been doing that, the results I get from it are so more substantial than trying to ever do it from my own conscious mind, you know, which is a lot more hard work. And so the more I actually let go, the more actually better results I get. And it's just living in that state of flow, and it's just a much more happy place to kind of work with. So on that one level, I'm more in that space, and allowing, I guess, obviously, when opportunities are coming up, it's kind of like sense checking. I'm much clearer about whether things are right for me as they pop up. But within the business, it's now continuing with what I'm doing, but just doing it to a much higher level, and building the business further and further, and, you know, probably moving beyond just me, myself, and I in the business into more people and developing my own IP around what I actually do as well. Oh, so I've got to write that book. The reversals keep saying I've got to write that book.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've got some plans to sort of spend the winter in Ibiza, which is an island off Spain, which has been kind of like a long dream for several, almost like 3 or 4 years now. And again, not circumstances, but events conspired to make something quite extraordinary happen, where I actually got this place, perfect place, on the sea with a sea view at a really, really reduced cost. And I've got this for 5 months in the winter, and that's going to be wondrous. And really for me, is the seminar was an absolute game changer for me, to the point as I said, I hate all the cliches of life transformation and, you know, life changing and, you know, even game changers and that, because it gets so overused and people get a little bit switched off by making all those big, big, bold claims. But in a way, I can't find anything else to explain it, because one, with the reverse speech, which is really helpful on a practical level, but then the seminar has been also instrumental in terms of getting control of my own thinking and then connecting to myself, spirit, energy, whatever, the universe, in ways that now, the more I kind of connect to that and let that grow, life is just transforming in front of me. It's almost like a path that's being laid out for me. And so, you know, for me, part of the reason to come on to talk about the reversals was, one, you know, I know they were great reversals and you wanted to share that with your listeners as well. But the seminar, if there's anyone in the audience, in listeners, where it's piquing some curiosity and I'm speaking to a YouTube, but also this seminar that I've been on that's been such a life changer. And when you have that for yourself and you get to that point and that level of experience, it's not like something you selfishly kind of want to just keep for yourself. You want it for everyone else. So that's why I'm on here as well tonight, to share my own experience and what that was like for me, and that many, many other people that go on the seminar have obviously their own experience, but also have transformative effects. So if there is anyone out there that's interested, you know, I mean, probably there's a contact way of contacting me, on email or something. Am I allowed to give it out?
Yeah, absolutely. Give out any information you want, Richard. Yep, please do.
Yeah, so if there is anyone here that just wants to talk to me about it more, because obviously I only touched on it in the context of this last hour and the reversals, but if there's something that's speaking to you about this and you want to find out more details, then maybe we can speak on the phone or on Skype or something. But probably the best way to initially contact me is to email me, and it's richard.murfitt. That's MurfittIIt@mac.com. So richard.murfitt@mac.com. And get hold of me, and we'll pick up the conversation from there, because it's extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary. And so complementary with the work that you do, David, as well, because at the end of the day, it's the unconscious mind and what's going on deep in the unconscious mind. And if we can kind of grasp what's going on in there and actually change the nature of what's going on in there, whether that's all sorts of different techniques or ways that we can do that, and then actually connect to the spiritual energy, not in some kind of woo-woo, kumbaya sort of fashion, but actually truly, truly connect to it, and not talk about connecting to it, but actually connecting to it, and then bring about this actual results, some of the things I've talked about and the things that have come through in the reversals, then, it's just when you get that experience, you want it for other people. So, if anyone wants to talk to me about it, I'd be very happy to chat to them.
Well, I'm sure you will get a few emails. Most of my guests get emails every now and then. So there we go. Yeah, okay. Well, Richard, thanks for coming on the show and sharing your experience. I really appreciate that. So,
it's been a pleasure. Yeah. Absolute pleasure, David.
Yeah. Yep. Well, my pleasure too. Okay. Well, I will just finish the show up with a few little bits of news and information. So don't forget, everyone, the big event of the day, of course, is the CIA declassifying the research into reverse speech. Go to my website, reversespeech.com, and the link is there to the CIA Electronic Library, where you can see their listing for reverse speech as part of the Stargate project. So that's the big news of the day. You didn't hear that, did you, Richard?
I didn't, no. That's big news.
That's huge news.
That's huge news for you, yeah.
Huge news, yes. I covered that in the first hour of the show. So Reverse Speech gets a little bit more credibility, slowly but surely, step by step. We're getting there. We know the authorities have looked at it, and
the truth will be told eventually.
Eventually will be, yeah. And session work is doing very well, as you have experienced and testified to. Seeing just
absolutely
incredible changes and lives changing and shifting around. So it's all very exciting stuff. So anyway, so there we go. All right, I don't know what I'm going to have on the show next week. Oh, we're having another client on as a guest next week, everyone. So you will get to hear. This is not one of my clients, one of Ingrid Collins. And Ingrid was on my show 2 weeks ago. She's a practitioner out of London who I normally stay with when I go to London. So we're having one of her clients on next week who has experienced some quite dramatic changes. So we will explore that a little bit further. And in the first hour, I don't know, I always have an interesting topic, something big will break. we'll watch for more CIA releases. All right, that's the end of the show, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll speak to you all next week. Bye-bye, Richard. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye, David. Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.